This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verses 18 to 21. Are we all there together? Let's read together. One, two, go. Then lifted I up mine eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. If the Bible is yours, can you just please underline the word four horns? Verse 19. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be these? Like Pastor said, we don't know everything. No one has it all. If there is one that has it all, it is only God. Then we will not be able to depend on God again. But God makes sure that your brother, your sister will be there to compliment you. Amen? So he asked the angel, what be these? And he answered me, these, you have left me alone, you are not reading with me again. These are the horns which have underlined the word scattered, underlined the word Judah. After Judah, underline that. And after Israel, we see the other Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Verse 20, and the Lord showed me four carpenters. Then said I, what come these to do? And he spake, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah. So that what? But the lifter of our heads will lift up your head this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. But these carpenters have come to free them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lifted up their own over the land of Judah to scatter it. Brethren, life is a warfare. It is not a playfair. There are many things we don't see. There are many things that goes around that you and I cannot see. The physical eyes cannot see them. But this morning, the divine carpenter will intervene for each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The divine carpenter will intervene for each and every one in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is somebody here, you are brought to face a panel or like a court case. God is going to vindicate you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you're about to face like a panel or something like a court case. God is about to show up for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody here. You've been doing everything that is possible. You've been all along a gatherer. But when it is time for you to manifest, the scatterer comes. And the scatterer, there is a restoration for that person. There is a restoration for that person. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm not saying all these things to make you feel happy. That is what I am hearing. That is what I'm perceiving in the spirit. And God is sending his word to somebody this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In this scenario, the Bible made us to understand. Prophet Zechariah was there. But he did not see the invisible. He was there. He did not hear the inaudible. He was just doing his own thing. But somewhere along the line, just like we are this morning, that the word of God will come. The word of God came and he showed Zechariah what he did not see. He took him out of the flesh. It took him out of the physical realm. It took him out of the natural. It took him into the physical, into the supernatural. And he showed him some things. Despite the fact that he saw those things, he saw horns, four horns to be precise. He did not understand what the four horns stood for. Horns stood for strength. Horn stands for honor. It stands for power. When we talk of horns, horns is your strength. Horn is what makes you who you are. I know the people of the other faith, even in Judaism, at a particular time during the year, they will buy ram. They will offer it unto God as a sacrifice. But before then, the Bible made us to understand, they will lay their hands onto this horn. They will transfer what? They will transfer their sins unto those rams, so that by the time those ram is being slaughtered, they believed that their sins will be atoned for. So when they want to go to market to buy ram, they look at the ram, the better ones, by their horns. The bigger the horns, the better, the more strength the ram has. So ram or horn is a symbol of strength, is a symbol of power, is a symbol of honor. But that same horn could also be used for destruction. It could also be used for oppression. It could be used for suppression. But this morning, as many who have been suppressed, oppressed, or depressed, the divine carpenter will show up for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And could also represent a nation. It could represent an individual, a powerful individual in the life of some people. Haven't you heard? Just an ordinary clerk will sit on somebody's file. And that will be the end of that person's case. That clerk or that messenger was acting like a horn. But every horn that will not allow you to get to where God is taking you to, today they shall be cut off. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 48 verse 25. Jeremiah 48 verse 25. The Bible made us to understand that the horn of Moab is what? Is cut off. Every horn of Moab in your life, in my life, in this assembly today, it shall be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And their arm shall be broken. Their arm shall be withered off. They will not be able to perform their enterprises in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 75 verse 10. Psalm 75 verse 10 also talk about the horns of the wicked. God said he's going to cut them off. Psalm 75 verse 10. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off. But the horns of the righteous shall be what? Shall be exalted. Amen. Every horn of righteousness shall be exalted. Now, I said to you, there are some things I said you should underline. He asked the angel, what be these horns? He said, these horns are the horns that have come to scatter what? To scatter what? Judah. Who is Judah? Who is Judah? After Judah, who is the next person? Israel. Don't look at them now as nations. Look at them as individuals. What is the relationship between Israel and Judah? What is the relationship? Judah is the son to Israel. Israel was renamed from Jacob to become Israel. Right? Genesis 49, verses 8 to 12. When Jacob was about to die, he called all his children. What did he do to them? He pronounced blessings upon them. The first one was who? Reuben. He cursed Reuben. He said, Reuben, you'll be as unstable as waters. But that is not the topic for today. Let's quickly look at who Judah is. The Bible says, Judah, in Genesis 49, verses 8 to 12. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Judah is the fourth son of Jacob and Leah. So when they brought forth Judah, he said, I will praise God. So Judah represents praise. Right? Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. This was Jacob pronouncing blessings upon Judah. Joseph telling Jacob, telling Judah what he will become. He went further. Judah, you will be a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? He was comparing Judah to lion. The scepter, verse 10, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Verse 11, binding his foal upon unto the vine, and his ass coat unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, prosperity. His clothes in blood of grapes, anointing, power. His eyes shall be as red with wine. He will be very strong, and his teeth white with milk. This was the father pronouncing blessings unto who? Unto Judah. Judah was one of the strongest of his children. Judah was the praise of God. When the praise of God is taken from a man's life, there is nothing else. At the just concluded convention, Bishop Oyedepo said something. You may have lost something. It is still because God is God. That is why you have not lost it all. When a man loses his praise, he has lost it all. Judah represents his strength. Judah represents the power of Israel. And the Bible says, the four horns have come. They have not come to destroy Reuben. They have not come to destroy Gad. They have not come to destroy Zebulun. But they have come to destroy who? To destroy Judah. Take Judah out of the equation. Then there is no more Israel. There is no more Jacob. The moment Judah is taken away from the equation of who Israel or Jacob is, then there is no more. Don't forget. Out of Judah shall come what? The scepter. Judah will never have any issue for him to not to have somebody that will be reigning, somebody that will be ruling, somebody that will be prosperous in his lineage. But that is what the horns have come to destroy. The horn have come to destroy Judah. The horn have come to destroy the strength of Jacob. He has come to destroy the prosperity of Jacob. He has come to destroy the praise of Jacob. He has come to destroy the son in whom his father poured it all. I don't know if you're following me this morning. Are we together, brethren? As every one of us is sitting down, take one thing out of our life, we become nothing. That is your horn. That is your Judah. Jacob had 12 sons. But why was it Judah? Why not Gad? Why not Zebulun? Why not Reuben? Because all those ones are already doomed. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I declare, everything that represents your Judah, it shall not be scattered. It shall not be taken away. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Some people, in the course of their lives, some horns, wicked horns, have been instituted into their lives, knowingly or unknowingly. A good biblical example is Jabez. The Bible says when his mother gave birth to him, he named him Jabez. Jabez means sorrow. Even when Jabez got to a place where there is happiness, that sorrow we always manifest. I was in a place I was to name a child. Thank God for where I came from. And the mother gave me the names of this child. The guy was a boy. But out of the name, there was one particular one that was in my local dialect. I'm from the western part of Nigeria. Right? And the name simply means, the name is simply pronounced Oluwadojutimi. Yes, you will say hi. You will say ha. And I said, where did you get this name from? You know, some we always look at the names before we pronounce. Where did you get this name from? He said his father sent the names. I said his father, yes, because the circumstances of the birth. You understand? And I said, wow. This boy has not done anything. I asked the mother, do you know the meaning of this name? She said, I don't know. The woman was a South African. The man is a Nigerian. And I said, okay. The supernatural controls the natural. The invisible controls the visible. And I checked, and I said, by the grace of God, I'm changing that name. And I changed that name from Oluwadojutimi to Oluwadurotimi. Amen. You can just imagine if that guy, Oluwadojutimi means God has put me to shame. For those of us who do not understand, that was the name that the father sent for his son. But because the mother does not understand our language, and she does not understand what that stood for. And I changed that name by the grace of God to God is standing by me. Even if your father, your mother will forsake you, God will not forsake you. God will stand for you. He will be with you. He will take you through in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When the horn of Judah is scattered, what is left for Israel? When the horn of Judah is scattered, there is nothing left for Israel. For some people, enemy will wait for them at the later part of their years when they have made up their mind to sit down and begin to enjoy the fruit of their labor. That is when their horns will be taken away. And that life will never be the same. Have you ever seen a man or a woman or parents or somebody who's child went to be with the Lord, and that woman or that man was never the same again? He has some other children. Last year, a young boy of about 42, 43, right here in Nigeria, came back from America. He just said he was feeling somehow, and they rushed him to hospital. And before they got there, this guy went into coma. 3 days. And I think on the third or the fourth day, he came back to life. At about 12 midnight, he sent a text message to his mom. Said, Mom, thank you for everything. The following day, this guy had gone. I went to visit the father. The father told me, he is the best of all my children. He is the best of all my children. Ide Kakalu, two-time former ministers in Nigeria. Former minister was there at the service of song, and he said about this guy that when myself and this guy were talking, you would think we are H-mate. He said when in 1975, when he was about to enter World Bank, that was when this guy was giving birth to. But when you see us, you will think we are colleagues. The strength, the honor of that family. May the honor of your family never be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the honor of your family not be taken away in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The second thing, because I'm watching my time, is scattered Israel. That is the father. When Judah has been taken away, the praise has been taken away. What is left for Israel? Nothing else. So Israel had become vulnerable. Anything comes, anything can happen, because at this point in time, his immunity level has gone down. He has no power, he has no capability, he has no ability to be able to fight or resist anything that the enemy throws at him. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, what represents your Israel, enemy will not scatter it. In the name of Jesus Christ. As long as you still have praise, as long as your Judah is still intact, enemy will not have access to your Israel. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And thirdly, to scatter Judah, to scatter what? Israel. And the last one was what? Jerusalem. What is left of their home? What is left of their city? It will become desolate. The horn, they have come to scatter Judah, to scatter Israel, and to scatter what? Jerusalem. I don't have time. We will have gone through the archaeological history about Jerusalem. This is the city, when we were there, I think about 3 years ago in Israel, this is a city that the Bible made us to understand it had been ravaged by war more than 40 times, but yet it is still standing. Many rubbles upon rubbles. When the archaeological said, when they dig deep, they will dig up to 60 feet down below. They are still seeing rubbles of cities. After it is wiped off, God will raise men. They will rebuild it. Then the enemies will come. They will level it. God will raise men and rebuild it. Then the enemies will come again and they will scatter it. God will raise men, women to rebuild it. Anything that represents your Jerusalem that the enemy may have destroyed, today there will be carpenters from heaven that will rebuild it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is restoration for somebody in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And guess what? The glory of the latter will be far, far better than the former in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Back to our test. Number one, as I begin to wrap up, number one, there are many things that are invisible. The arms were invisible. It was not visible to the physical eyes. Just like the Bible made us to understand in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is roaring like a lion, walking about, looking for whom, seeking for whom to devour. The Bible in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 2, and chapter 1, verse 6, or thereabout, it talked about when the children of God gathered, the children of devil also gather with them. Somebody may just be walking on the street. All of a sudden, the person will just slump down and die. When the medical people, after their post-mortem examination, they couldn't find anything, they will say it is cardiac arrest. Some of these things goes beyond the ordinary. Amen. So there are invisible forces contending with your destiny, contending with my destiny. There are invisible power, there are invisible beings that do not want you and I to get to where we want to get to. There are many invisible arms around us. That is one thing. Number two, the invisible controls the visible. The physical is controlled by the spiritual. So you will just find out that one is doing everything possible, but all is coming to no avail. It's simply because there are horns that are scattering that which you are building. There are horns that are destroying that which you are building. Number four. Number three. Number one is what? There are invisible forces. Number two, these invisible forces, they control the physical. Number three, everything in life has a purpose. Everything in life has a purpose. Just like we are told The purpose of those arms was to do what? Was to scatter Judah so that no man will be able to do what? To lift up their head, to make them to be desolate, to make them to be forgotten. As there are wicked arms, so there are also righteous arms. Amen. So the purpose of the arms, the wicked arms, is that you will never be able to lift up your head. But thank God, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. Because of my time. Number four. How many arms were there? Four arms. How many carpenters? It simply means for every challenge, there is a solution. For every problem, there is a solution. For every question, there is an answer. For every issue of life, there is an answer somewhere. You may not have gotten it. That does not mean the answer does not exist. It exists. Four arms and four carpenters. Whatever question that is going through your heart right now, there is a solution. There is answer somewhere. You may not know it, but it exists. And they will always tell us, whatever you're looking for is just about four people away from you. If A does not know it, A will know somebody that knows. Maybe say, go and meet B. B may not know it, go and meet C. C may not know it, but say, oh, yeah. I know somebody who is able to do this for you. Amen. Tell your neighbor, for every problem, there is a solution. For every question, there is an answer. While the four arms were scattering, God also raised four carpenters. To fray means to fight, to resist them. The four arms, the four carpenters, they were all invisible. But that doesn't mean they do not exist. They are existing. Amen. Many arms have scattered many lives, many destinies. They have brought sorrows into many homes. But brethren, there is a carpenter. God has already made a carpenter. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, He knew thee. He has called you forth. He knew you'd be here at this time on the 13th day of August 2017. At this particular time, at the throne room. Thank you, Jesus. 13 is always associated with bad luck. God is turning something around for somebody right here in the name of Jesus Christ. The enemy meant it for evil, but God is turning it around for you in the name of Jesus Christ. All those confederation against you, God will turn it around for your good in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the fifth and the last one is Matthew 13 verse 55. Matthew 13 verse 55. There are many names that Jesus Christ had. He's called the Son of Righteousness. He's called the Son of Man. He was also said to be Son of David. But in this particular verse, they were asking, is this not who? The carpenter's sons, like father, like son. So we have an ultimate carpenter in Jesus Christ. And when we talk of carpenter, when the roof is leaking, you look for the carpenter. When the house is broken, you look for the carpenter to refix it. He's here to refix some life this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. There is some life that is leaking. He's here this morning to patch them. If it is unpatchable, He will recreate them. He's here this morning. Blind Bartimaeus say, Son of David, have mercy on me. When he said Son of David, the Bible said Jesus Christ stood still. Because he called Jesus by his great-great-grandfather's name to the 28 generations. If you go back to the book of Matthew chapter 1 from verse 17 or thereabout, there is genealogy of Jesus Christ from David to Jesus Christ It was 28 generations. There are some names that when some people call you, you will know these people are not ordinary. They are not the people that just know me casually. They will have known me from my roots. And when he called Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy on me. While others were repressing him, while others were telling him to shut up, the Bible said Jesus Christ stood still. He knew this was not an ordinary voice. This was not somebody that just knew me casually. He must have known me to the 28th generations. And Jesus Christ said, bid him come. And he said, what do you want me to do for you that I may have my sight? He got his sight that day. He left home as a blind man. He got back home as a man that was able to see. You may have come this morning through the north gate. You are going back through the south gate. You may have come this morning through the south gate, but you are going back home through the north gate in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You may have come here this morning with burden on your heart. The burden lifter is about to lift them up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You may have come in this morning dejected. God is going to lift you up. You may have come depressed. He's going to uplift you. You may have come this morning with one helmet or the other in your body. The carpenter of life, the one that is able to fix, the one that is able to unfix, the one that is able to refix, the one that is able to recreate, he's going to recreate them this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The carpenters of life is here this morning. Will you allow him to do his work? He will not come in if you don't allow him, but he's waiting, knocking at the door of your life, saying unto you, if you will just open the door of your heart and allow me to come in, I will come in and sup with you. He's here right now. Where two or three are gathered in my name, in their midst thereof, I am. Whatsoever two of you shall agree on this planet earth, heaven will accede to it. Whatever you reject on this planet earth, heaven will reject them. He's here this morning. He's saying yes. He's saying yeah and amen. He just wants you to do what? To just allow him to come in. He will not come in uninvited. He will not get crushed. He will not come through the window. He will not come over the wall. He will walk in majestically if you only accede to his invitation. He's here this morning. He's knocking at the door of your heart with his tools. He wants to fix the broken. He wants to unlock the gate of captivity. There is somebody here. You have been kept in the room of forgetfulness. In the room of forgetfulness, you have been kept there. And the gate has been locked. He's opening that gate now in the name of Jesus Christ. Within 21 days, that person will come back here and give testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because everything that you are due for, thank you, Holy Spirit, everything that you are due for, they have been denying you. Within 21 days, 7 days into three places, within 21 days, you are going to sing a new song. You are going to sing a new song in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Rikalia baga zandorebo, rekeli baga yiga jandereba, le brogo zonderebo, leka mali braga zandorebo, marika yi baga zandorebo, rekeli bogo zonderebo. You are great. Yes, you are. Holy God, you walk upon the sea, you raise the dead. Majesty, mighty God, everything written about you is great. Great Lord, you are great, yes you are.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored.